The eighth parak tells us what can and what cannot be done with produce and plants that have kedusha shvi'is. Klal gadol amru b'shvi'is. There's a major principle as it comes to shmita produce, and we're going to now have three different points. Kol hamyuchal ma'achal adam, anything that is eaten by people. In other words, that is the purpose of that item. It's not used for other things usually. For example, it's not fed to animals. It's not used to anoint our bodies. Ein osi mimenu melugmal adam. If it's for people to be eaten, we're not permitted to make medical ointments, salves from it for anointing a person. Vein sarek lomar labeman. Certainly we can't use it for an animal, be it for a medical ointment or for food for an animal, because the normal use of this item that has kedushas shvi'is is to be eaten by people. Number two, point number two, v'chol she'eino miyuchad l'machal adam, something that is not designated for use of eating by a person, but rather it is eaten typically by an animal. In that situation, osim then we could use that animal food to be used as ointment, medical ointment for a person, because that's for a higher use. It's being used for a person, albeit it's not being eaten. But if it is typically eaten by an animal, we cannot use it as an ointment for an animal, because that's for a lower purpose. And point number three, anything that is not designated specifically for eating by a person or eating by an animal, but rather it is sometimes used for other things. For example, it's used for fuel. It's used to be burned, like wood. If somebody thought in his mind, for example, when he's cutting it off, I'm going to, despite the typical use of using this for fuel, I'm going to use it for eating of people and for eating of animals. Accordingly, because that was his intention, we have to be machmir for that item, to be machmir for the chumras of a person, which means that we are not permitted to use it as a medical salve on somebody, as an ointment for people, because the person had in mind it's going to be eaten by people. And we also have to be machmir the chumras of an animal. What does that mean? So the Bartanur explains, to asu l'shalkam, it's prohibited to cook it, because animal food is fed raw, not fed cooked. So we have to be really machmir because the intention of the person. Chashav alav la'etzim, if we have that same item that is typically not for animal eating, not for human consumption, but it's used for fuel, and the person thought when he's cutting it off, I am going to use this as firewood, I'm going to burn it, harehu ke'etzim, that is considered to have the status of wood, which means it does not have kedusha shvi'is, because firewood does not have any kedusha. And for example, kagon haseya, ha'ezo, v'akornis, these are three types of herbs that could be used in theory for people food, animal food, and fuel, but if the person had in mind he's going to use it for fuel, it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. Mishnah Beis, shvi'is nitna la'achilu l'shtiyah l'sicha. If we have something that has kedusha shvi'is, it can be used for one of three things: for eating, for drinking, and for anointing. Le'echol, and in fact, le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, we have to, something that's typically eaten, it has to be eaten. Something that's typically eaten, you're not allowed to anoint it. It has to be used for eating. V'lasuch davar shadarko lasuch, and something that's typically anointed, that's when we can anoint with it. But if it's not typically anointed, it's only typically eaten, you can't anoint with it. For example, lo yasuch yayin v'chomets, it's not permitted to anoint our bodies with wine or with vinegar, because wine and vinegar are not used for anointing, they're used for eating, so they can only be eaten or drunk. And however, if we have oil, because oil is typically used for a dual purpose, both for eating and for anointing, then it would be permitted to anoint with oil as well. And similar halachos apply as well. V'chein b'truma, if we have the truma of a coin, u'maiser sheni, a maiser sheni is the produce that is brought during certain years of the Shemitah cycle, up until the Shemitah itself, so it's years 1, 2, skip 3, and then 4 and 5, where we take the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. So these have the same requirements, that the produce of Truma by a coin and Maaser Sheni can only be eaten, drunk, or rubbed, and also it can only be used in their normal way. So now that we're comparing something that has Kedusha Shvi'is with Truma and Maaser Sheni, we're going to contrast them as well. Kal Mem Shvi'is, when it comes to items that have Kedusha Shvi'is in them, we are more lenient when it comes to something with Kedusha Shvi'is, Shenita La'glakas, and there that it can be burned as fuel in a candle, can be used for oil in a candle, whether the Kedusha Shvi'is, whether that item of Shemitah produce is Tame or Tahor. And we are contrasting that with Truma Tahora. When it comes to Truma, if the Truma is Tahora, we can't light it. We can only light Truma that is Tameya. And we're going to contrast that to Maaser Sheni, that if the Maaser sheni is tame, then we don't light it. We can only light the meiser sheni when it's tahor. Mishnah gimel in molchrim peiru shvis. We are not permitted to sell the items of shvis, and we've discussed in the past that we cannot do commerce with things that have kedusha shvis. And in addition, even when it is permitted to sell in certain limited circumstances, we are not allowed to sell those items by volume, v'lo b'mishkal, not by weight, v'lo b'minyan, and not by number. So we can't be quantifying it. And in addition, even if it's not the normal way to sell things, during the rest of the non-Shemitah years, we also still cannot sell items by volume, by weight, and number during the Shemitah year. So for example, v'lo te'enim, te'enim are figs, they are usually sold by weight. Despite that, during the Shemitah year, we also cannot sell them b'minin, by number, even though that's not the normal way. And in addition, similarly, v'lo yarek, selling vegetables when permitted, we usually sell vegetables by number, but during the Shemitah year, you can't even sell vegetables b'mishkal, by weight. Beis Shammai Omrim, aflo agudas, Beis Shammai puts another limitation on it. You also can't sell it in packaging. You have to use different packaging when selling Shemitah produce to remind people that this is not, that this produce has Kedusha Shvis. And Beis Hillel Omrim, et shadarko le'ego babayit, ogdim asa b'shuk. Beis Hillel is more lenient. They're of the view that if this is the typical way we keep this produce in our homes, meaning it's not simply a packaging and we're sending it home and we keep it otherwise, but if this is the normal way that we keep at home this produce, it's permitted to buy it and to sell it in the shuk in that packaging as well. For example, kugona kreishin v'netza chalav, like leeks, and the netza chalav is a plant we've referred to in the past that has very white flowers. Mishnah Dalid, when a person is purchasing the Shemitah produce, so the money that he uses to pay for it also has Kedusha Shvis. This is a very important point. So when somebody is buying Kedusha Shvis, that produce maintains its Kedusha Shvis, and also the money now that the seller has also has Kedusha Shvis. So now we're going to talk about someone who hires somebody to go and pick for him in a permitted way. For example, he's going to pick wild vegetables. So a certain type of, we'll get into the concept of Sfichin a little bit later, but he's hiring somebody to harvest from in a permitted way. But how do you pay him is what we're grappling with. And as we'll see, if we pay him for his time, then the money that we give him as his wages, we're not buying vegetables from him. According to that money that he receives as the laborer, does not have Kedusha Shvis. However, if we buy the vegetables from him, then that money is in exchange for vegetables, so it has Kedusha Shvis. So HaOmer LePaul, somebody hires a laborer, somebody, an employee, Hey Lach Iser, Zet, take this Iser, take this dollar, Ulekot LiYara Kayom, and today I want you to harvest for me vegetables. So we're paying for his time, accordingly, Schara Muto, the money that he receives, it does not have Kedusha Shvis. That's what Mutar is. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvis. However, if we say to him, Lakot li bo yarak hayom, for this Isar, I want the vegetables. I want you to be harvesting vegetables today. So the focus here is on the exchange. The money for the vegetables, Scharo Asur, the money that he's paid, is Asur, which means it has it with it, Kedusha Shvis. Okay, so now continuing a related issue, when we have something that has Kedusha Shvis, produce, we have that has Kedusha Shvis, or we have the money that has Kedusha Shvis because we exchanged it for it. What can we do with produce or money that has Kedusha Shvis? We can use it to buy food. However, what we cannot do is to pay off a debt with the produce that has Kedusha Shvis or money that has Kedusha Shvis. So accordingly, here's our scenario. Lakach mina nachtom kikar bepundyon. Somebody goes to the baker and he buys a loaf of bread worth a pundyon, worth a dollar, worth $10, worth a shekel, worth 10 shkalim, it doesn't matter. And he says to him as follows, while doing the purchase of the loaf of bread, keshe elkot yarkot sade avilach. He says, you know, when I go and I collect the vegetables of the field, he's talking about wild vegetables that are not sfichin. Sfichin are vegetables that grow in our field that are prohibited. We'll talk about that in the next parak. So he's going and he says, when I collect some vegetables today, some wild vegetables, I'm going to bring for you. This is not a bartered for exchange. He is not saying, I'm going to pay you for this loaf of bread with produce that has Kedusha Shvis that I'm going to collect it, but rather they are each giving each other a gift, although it may be implicit that he's paying and they're doing an exchange here, but it's not stated, it's not committed to. Accordingly, this is mutter to do, this is permitted to do. However, lakach mimenu sasatstan, if somebody going to that baker purchased loaf of bread And he didn't say, oh, I'll be back. I'll bring you some produce as a gift. He didn't say that, but he just purchased it. He took it. The effect of it is implicitly he's buying it. He's buying it on credit and he's going to have to pay for it. So he's creating a debt. And this is effectively a loan by the baker that he's going to have to pay off. Accordingly, lo yashalom lo midbei shviz, he's not permitted to come later and pay off that debt with something that has kedusha shviz, be it the produce or money that has kedusha shviz. Shein korim chov midbei shviz, we cannot pay off an existing debt with something that has kedusha shviz in it. Continuing, when ein mishnah hey a nos name, so when we have a situation that we are using shmita money, we're allowed to use shmita money to buy food, but however, we're not permitted to use shmita produce or shmita money to pay for non-food items. So the Mishnah says as follows, a nosting la bayar, we're not permitted to give shmita produce, shmita money to a bayar. Bayar is somebody who digs wells and now he's selling water. But he's selling water for specific purpose, for bathing purposes or to wash clothing, but not for drinking. So we're not allowed to give money that has kedusha shviz for water, for non-drinking purposes. Velola balan, a balan is somebody who works at a bathhouse, and we want to pay him for a bath. Velola sapar, our barber, we're not allowed to pay our barber with kedusha shviz, or money that has kedusha shviz to get a haircut. Velola sapan, and we're also not allowed to pay a shipman, somebody who works on a boat, for a ferry ride, a boat ride across the river, for example, because that is use of money or kedusha or produce or money that has kedusha shviz for a non-food purchase. Aval no saying who, le bayar lishtad, we're allowed to give the money to the bayar, the person who digs the wells, in order to drink. So we can use kedusha shviz money or produce to purchase water for drinking purposes. So the kulan and all of those examples that we said you're not allowed to pay directly with kedusha shviz money, that's kedusha shviz. Lekulan unose matnas chinam, if you're going to give it as a free gift, meaning you're not doing it as a bartered for exchange that you're paying for something you owe, but you're going to give it a gift afterward, then it would be permitted. Mishnah Vav goes back to a concept we've seen in the past that we have to leave our fields open during the Shemitah so people can come and take the produce. That's kedusha shviz, it's hefker. However, if somebody guards his field, then that field is shum, where it's guarded, and we institute a knas that when he goes and he tries to take the produce off of his vines, when he takes it off of the trees, he has to do it with a shinoi, with an unusual way. So that's how the Mishnah is going to start out, to einim shel shviz. So if we have figs that have kedusha shviz in a field that was guarded, the person didn't let other people come in, and kotzin osan b'muks, it's not permitted to cut them off with the normal fig knife that is used. Aval kotze osan b'charba, he has to use an unusual knife, a regular knife, not a fig knife, in order to cut them off, because it's a knas, it's a penalty, because he didn't leave his field open for everyone to come in. And not only is that required on a d'oraisa level to have a shinoi when we're talking about attached produce, but even produce that has been detached already, if he kept his field closed off from others, he also has to do the remaining activities on the detached, already harvested produce with the shinoi as well. For example, in dorchin anavim begas, it's not permitted to press the grapes in a normal wine press. Avaldora chubareva, you would have to do the pressing of the grapes in a trough, in a huge bowl, but not in the wine press. And when it comes to zeisim, when it comes to olives, vein osim zeisim bebad v'kotev, we're not permitted to crush the grapes, the olives, in a bad, which is the olive press. V'kotev is a very heavy beam that they would put on top of the olives to extract the oil out of them. Both of those two steps, the crushing and the extracting of the oil, have to be done b'shinoi, not in the normal way. Aval kotesh hu, but what you can do is you can crush the olives with a container, not in the olive press, but into a container that's in an unusual way. Umachnis lebodida, in addition, when you are pressing them, you can put them into a small olive press in order to extract the oil, but you can't extract the oil with the heavy beam in the normal way. Rabbi Shimon divides up. We have two steps here. We have the crushing of the olives and we have the extracting of the oil. You just have to do the second step with the shinoi, but the first step you can do without a shinoi. Av tochen hu bebeis habad, it's permitted when you're crushing or you're grinding up the olives, you can do it in a regular olive press, But the second step, extracting the oil, machnis labodida, there you would have to have a shino, you would have to use a small olive press for that, not the normal way. Mishnah Zayin, emavashli miarak shal shvis b'shemen shal truma. When we have a vegetable that has kedusha shvis in it, we are not permitted to cook it with oil that has the status of truma. And the concern here is that we're allowed to eat shmita produce, whether it's tameh or not. So even if the vegetable becomes tameh in the future, we can still eat it. However, when we have shem and oil of truma, if that becomes tameh in a certain way, if there's tuma that comes to that cooked vegetable that has the oil of truma, shelo yivienu lidei psul, the concern here is that we are going to have to burn it. When you have truma that gets tameh, we have to burn everything together. So accordingly, if we use truma, it becomes tameh, and we use that yerek of shvis, we have the vegetable of shvis together with, we have to burn not only the oil of truma, but the vegetable of shvis as well, and that's not permitted. The produce of shvis is la'achla, to be eaten and not be destroyed. Rabbi Shima says you could cook them together. We don't have to be concerned that there may be some tuma in the future that may cause us to burn this yerek shel shvis. We don't have to worry about that. It's permitted to cook them together. A different point, when we talked about uses of items that have kedusha shvis, we said that you're allowed to buy food with them. You can exchange it for other food. You can barter for food. So our example here is we have something that has kedusha shvis. We have a pomegranate, and somebody exchanged that for a salmon, and somebody with the salmon exchanges it for meat. So here it says the last of the items have kedusha shvis, but not all of them, meaning both the salmon and the meat don't have kedusha shvis. Only the meat has the kedusha shvis, because it's the last item that was exchanged for. V'hapriyatz mo'asr, and the original pri, the pomegranate that had kedusha shvis, that always has kedusha shvis. So we, in the end of the day, we have two things that have kedusha shvis. We have the item itself, the pomegranate that grew and has kedusha shvis, and the last item that was exchanged for it. In our example, that was the meat. Mishnah Ches, ein lokchim avadim. We said before that we are not permitted to use Shemitah money except to buy food. So accordingly, we can't. Ein lochim avadim. We're not permitted to buy avadim, servants, slaves, vikarkon, and real estate, behema tameo, and a non-kosher animal, because he can't eat it, midmei shviyis, from money that has kedusha shviyis. Vim lachach, and indeed, if you did violate this requirement, and you did go and buy something you shouldn't have purchased, because you bought it, those are non-food items, there is a knas, there is a penalty, yochal kenegdam, you have to take from your money that doesn't have kedusha shviyis, and you have to buy food and treat it as if it has kedusha shviyis. So that's why it says yochal kenegdam, you have to buy in the same value. The kedusha shviyis, the money of kedusha, that had kedusha shviyis that you use for an inappropriate purpose, you have to take from your own pocket the same value, an equal value, and use that to buy food and treat the food as if it has kedusha shviyis. Another similar concept, in mevim, when we have to bring various karbanos, can we use money that has kedusha shviyis? So if it's an obligation that we bring the karban, you can't use money that has kedusha shviyis, but if it's a nadava, it's a volitional korban we're bringing, then you could use kedusha shviyis money. Ein mevim kinei zavim, we're not permitted to use the bird offerings of a zav who had tameh, who has to bring kinim, a bird offering, to become tahor, v'kinei zavos, and a zava, a woman, kazav is zavim, is for male, who had tameh, kinei zavos, are the bird offerings of women who had a certain type of tumah, v'kinei yoldos, and kinim, the bird offerings of a woman who has to become tahora, midmei shviyis, from the money of shviyis, because these are obligatory karbanas, you can't use midmei shviyis for it, v'mehevi, and if indeed you did, there's a penalty, yochal kenedim, again, you'd have to come out of pocket, and with an equal value of what you took in appropriately from Demei Shviyis, you would have to buy food and treat it as Kedusha Shviyis. And similar concept, number three, in Sachim Kelem B'Shemen Shviyis, we said that when you have Shemen, you're allowed to eat it, you're also allowed to anoint yourself with it, because that's the normal use of Shemen. However, we're not allowed to anoint vessels with it. That's in violation of the Halacha Shashmita V'Imsach. If you did a Yochal Kenegdo, again, you'd have to take the same value out of your pocket and buy food and treat it as kedusha shviyis. Similar vein, Mishnah Tess, if you inappropriately used shemen shel shviyis, so if you have ore, you have a leather, you have a hide, and shesachu b'shemen shviyis, same concept as we saw before, that you had a hide and you used the shemen of shvius in the inappropriate way. So Rabbi Eliezer is super machmir on this. Rabbi Eliezer mer yedalek, you actually have to burn the entire leather because it includes the shemen of shvius that was inappropriately used. This is a knas, it's a penalty for misappropriating the kedusha shvius. Chachamim are consistent with what we saw in the prior Mishnah. Yochal kenegdo, you don't have to burn the hide, but you indeed have to come out of pocket and buy food in the same amount of value that you used the shemen of Kedusha Shvi'is, and you have to treat whatever food you buy as Kedusha Shvi'is. So that's the statement, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer being very machmir on this, that you actually have to burn the hide. Amru lifnei Rabbi Akiva, they said to Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, they quote this psak of Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Omer Haya Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would say, Rabbi Eliezer paskin or shesachu b'shemen shosfis yidalek. That was a psak of Rabbi Eliezer, as we just said in the reish of our Mishnah, that if you have a hide and you anoint it with the shemen of shvius, you have to burn the whole thing. Amar lehem shtok, Rabbi Akiva said, be quiet, that's not his opinion, that's not the psak of my Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. I know what his psak is, but lo omar lechem ash Rabbi Eliezer omar bo, I'm not going to tell you what the psak of Rabbi Eliezer is, because he was incredibly lenient, and I don't want to publicize his leniency. And a similar concept, Mishnah Yud, v'ramru lefanav. In addition, some of Chazal said to Rabbi Akiva, about a psak of Omer Haya Rabbi Eliezer, your Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, used to paskin ha'ochel pas kusim ke'ochel b'sar chazir. Somebody who eats the pas, the bread that's made from the kutim. It's a question of the kutim and the bais rishon actually converted or didn't convert their motivation, because they were being attacked by lions. So it's a machlokas where they converted properly. Even if they converted properly and they were Yehudim and they were considered Jews in the beginning of bais sheni, they tried to prevent the building by Ezra of the bais sheni. So there was Chazal excommunicated them, and including the excommunication that people were not permitted to eat their food. So Rabbi Eliezer, this is the what Chazal is quoting to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Eliezer, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, used to say, somebody who eats the pas of a kusi, the bread of a kusi, it's like eating pig. Amar lehem shtoku, Rabbi Akiva respond back, that's not the psak of my Rebbe, you should be quiet. Lo omer lechem asher Rabbi Eliezer omer bo, but I'm not going to tell you who Rabbi Eliezer paskin, because he was very lenient, and I don't want to publicize his leniency on this point. Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph gets back to misappropriating items that have kedusha shvi'is for non-purchasing of food, so doing something else other than buying food. Merchatz, if we have a bathhouse, shehusku, that was heated bitevin or bekashal shvius, with straw or stubble, that has kedusha shvius. Why does straw or stubble have kedusha shvius? Because it's worthy to be fed to animals, so it has kedusha shvius, but somebody, instead of feeding it to the animals, heated up the bathhouse with it. So nonetheless, that was inappropriate, but bidyevit, if it was already done, mutar lirchatz ba, it's permitted to take a bath in that merchatz, and the reason is because this isn't directly benefiting from the kedusha shvius of the straw or the stubble, but rather it's benefiting from the water which was heated by the straw and the stubble. So it's an indirect benefit. So on a bidyevit level, it's already been done and would be permitted to take a bath. Nonetheless, v'mischashavu, it's if a person who is a chasha person, a very respected person, as a Talmud Chacham, or Zilo Yerchutz, is not permitted to take that bath, because others may learn that in fact it is permitted to heat the bath lechatchila with the items that have kedusha shvius. Accordingly, that person who is chashav should not take a bath, even on a bidyevit basis.